Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Have to wait and see. Well, the McCullough County Commissioners met yesterday.
Yes, sir.
This is it. What did we do?
Well, the highlight was the library director. That's everybody's been kind of on pins and needles waiting to see who that was going to be. And we had a lot of great applicants, as with any interview process. It's never fun, so to speak, because we know there'll only be one person that's chosen. And there were definitely some other people that I think could have done the job. Ms. Gutierrez just stood out above the rest of them. She had a wonderful interview and very well prepared, and felt like she, with all of her work experiences, she would be the one for the job.
Yeah, well, she's been here for a long time, a Brady native, 35 years with the Brady school system, worked as a librarian in the library when she was in high school and after. And then also at the junior high library.
Correct.
As a teacher. So we're looking forward to it. They have a lot of interesting things going on over there.
They do. It's just beginning to pick up pace, it seems like.
Yeah.
Got two active boards that are really trying to help out and do great things for the library. They've brought some folks in, whether it be authors and a lot of kids' activities that have been really interesting, too.
Yeah, good. They brought the authors in, and a couple of those are still going to come back, even though they got the COVID and weren't able to come in last month. They have a big event coming up on this Friday, which relates to genealogy, and I'll give a rundown of that here in a little bit, but because we've got some great information about a day devoted to genealogy and tied in with the library.
Yes, sir.
On Friday. So a lot of the interesting things are happening.
And then we had, several contracts still with Snyder IT, trying to get all of those initialed and signed and so forth for the next year. We did have a presentation by Guardian Security. They do different things for us now. Currently, the courthouse, they do the cameras and the door locks and so forth. And we're wanting to, and the panic buttons. And so we're still trying to figure out what the best option is for that, but they had quite a presentation yesterday at the sheriff's office, and they do a lot of things for jails and different school districts, so they showed us different products that they had, and the technology of the cameras was very interesting.
Yeah, I bet it is. In this day and age, it's amazing what they can do.
Yes, sir.
It boggles the mind, when you start talking about law enforcement.
We had a few other things. We also had the 4-H, Cameron Anderson. He's stepping up and wanting to do a haunted house at the old jail, which that ought to be very interesting.
As the sheriff was saying, the jail has plenty of potential for being an ideal location for a haunted house.
It does. It's dark in that old building. There's not very many windows.
And it's a jail.
Yes, yes, exactly.
With bars.
With bars and...
a whole bit. Well, they'll work at it. They're looking for any and all kinds of help. Anybody who wants to get involved, they're more than willing to have them.
Yes,
come be a part of it.
Contact the extension office.
Yeah,
they'll absolutely take any help they can get.
They will. That's right. And the courthouse grounds.
Yes, the Haven wanted to do. They wanted to use different areas of the courthouse grounds. Just awareness for abuse and so forth, and kind of how it does affect a lot of people. I believe they had some silhouettes with different statements on the silhouettes, just to make everybody more aware of what the ugly side of things are, what goes on. But they are another entity that has a really hard job, and I think they represent McCullough County well and help other surrounding counties with what they do for folks in crisis.
I think you're right. And, of course, focus on violence and preventing family violence and abuse, domestic abuse, here during the month of October.
Yes, sir.
Along with it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month also at
yes.
the same time. So county's up and going. Everything's functioning.
Yeah, October 1, new budget year.
Got the new budget in place. Now it's all yours.
Yeah.
You know that?
I feel it, yes.
You figured that out, huh?
No, it'll be an interesting year, I think, and we'll see how well prepared we are.
Well, it is interesting as you get started on the year. Your being here just reminded me, you know, there is an election again next year.
Yes.
And I don't remember which seats come up again next year. Do you?
Not off the top of my head. I know the county attorney's seat, that's going to be an issue we'll have to face and get someone
True.
Appointed for that. And I believe Mr. Marshall had quite a bit of time left on his term, so I'll have to...
I think you're right. Probably a couple of years.
Have to see if that will come up in the next election as well.
Yeah. One of the issues that you read about, and it's very real about the next election, is the filing period is scheduled for here in November, December for
Correct.
Most people. The primary schedule for March, but there's a big but.
The redistricting.
The redistricting has to be finished before they can do that. And the Texas legislature is in the process, but it isn't finished yet.
No.
And so the likelihood, according to all the prognosticators, is that the whole process is going to be pushed back. You know, the registration filing period and the primary election.
Right.
Or the primary election that's normally scheduled for March. All of that will get pushed back into later in the year, and so just sort of shortens up the whole
right.
thing. But it creates the uncertainty about who's going to run.
Exactly.
And,
it's just an extension.
Just an extension.
And we don't know how long it's going to
yeah.
be.
And the other interesting thing about redistricting is, you know, they could change the districts we're in. It could all change.
Yes.
Could find ourselves in a different state representative district, different U.S. representative. That's yeah. entirely possible.
Exactly.
With the state adding two members to the House of Representatives, the map is going to be different.
Yeah, there's not a choice in that matter, I don't
no.
believe.
So it's an interesting time. As I said, I just happened to think of that because you were here, that it's not too far out before we have another election.
No.
That involves county officials.
No. And I wish I could remember off the top of my head
I don't
who all it's going to involve, but
yeah.
Definitely I'm looking forward for that experience as well.
Sure you are.
I'll be a little more knowledgeable okay. after this passes.
Okay. Well, anything else happening with the county these days?
Not off the top of my head. Just lots of maintenance issues that seem to crop up overnight, but hopefully we can keep the building in good shape and the surrounding buildings. And
yeah, that's true. Keep all of that going, and the roads graded.
And the roads graded,
keep
yes,
the roads sir. Graded.
Absolutely.
You know, folks out in the county, that's important.
Well, again, hopefully we'll get enough moisture. And it won't be too bad, and the commissioners will have something to work with.
That's true. Very good. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks a lot. County Judge Frank Truel for McCullough County.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.